Thank you very much, Puri Jam Prabhu. We will now go into a, let us say, little tuning session, sometimes an instrument, in order to give all the sweet notes which it is capable to give, requires a tuning, a musical tuning, so that it is aligned, it is, yes, in a symphonic relationship with the place. So I want to also tune you a little bit to help you to make the best out of your retreat. Note, I say your retreat. You need to now take responsibility for your experience in the retreat by maybe there are a few tips which I can give you which can help you to go deep while you're here. Recently I gave a lecture in one university. It was entitled Why We Visit Holy Places If God Is Everywhere. Now it is a fact that Lord Krishna is everywhere. There are statements in the Gita where the Lord himself declares, Maya tatam idam sarvam. By me this entire universe is pervaded. And he says that I'm in the hearts of all beings. That means the Lord is really distributed everywhere. Also, he alerts us to his presence. He says, I'm the essence of everything. I'm the taste of water. I am the strength of the strong and the intelligence of the intelligence. You might need that at some time during the presentations where you have to call upon this ability which Lord Krishna has given you to understand. So the Lord is pervading everything. Still, my dear devotees, all traditions know of sacred places of pilgrimage. The Buddhists have Bodh Gaya, especially they have a tree under which Lord Buddha attained the enlightenment. I know that in Christianity there are holy places like Nazareth, and I understand we have two devotees from this holy place, Nazareth, here. I know the Muslims like to go to Mecca, and even the Aborigines of Australia know about Ayers Rock. Also, we have our holy places. We have the original mountain, the sacred mountain, Lord or Giriraj Govardhan. And although we know that Krishna is everywhere, we know that at holy places, a special benefit is given. Because here, at the holy place, God is present with his energies which uplift and enlighten the pilgrim. Rupa Goswami in the work Mathura Mahatmya describes these energies to be summarized in two energies. That is Taraka, that which liberates us from our weaknesses, the obstacles which we carry, our anattas and aparatas. And the second energy which is working here is Paraka, that is that which attracts us at once and forcefully to Krishna. Someone who goes to the holy place of Giriraj Govardhan will find, my dear devotees, that when he leaves his retreat, he is a transformed person. He's not the same any longer, because these two energies have done his work. They have done spiritual surgery on him. That is the old karmic limitations are taken away, your path is freer now, and you are also attracted to Krishna more than before, if you know the art of pilgrimage. This fact is expressed in the pranam mantra to Giriraj, which says that Lord Giriraj, you are known as Govardhan because you serve Krishna's cows by nourishing them in many ways. And you, and here come the two energies, you deliver someone from unlimited miseries and positively give the highest bliss. The two energies are working, that which delivers us and that which gives Krishna consciousness. I request you to fold your hands and repeat after me this pranam prayer in Sanskrit. Giriraj will certainly hear you, and not the only time. I think Bhurijan Prabhu will often request us to turn to Giriraj. So let's do this now. Repeat. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Daine.
Paramananda Daine.
Thank you very much. So, on the question, why do we visit holy places if God is already everywhere? The answer is, he is at the Tirtha, at the holy place, at the sacred place of pilgrimage, there with his very, very approachable and very active two energies, which liberate us from our, in American slang and ISKCON language, you would say stuff, and attracts us at once to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada called Vrindavan and Mayapur embassies to the spiritual world. In an embassy, you can obtain a qualification which will entitle you to visit the country you have in mind. It's a visa which is given. So in the holy dhams, the holy pilgrimages, when you go on pilgrimage, you will get a rare visa, very rare visa. You cannot go to the German embassy to get it, my German, Russian embassy, what else we have, Indian embassy. You can get this here, the embassy to the spiritual world, a visa to visit Krishna. But make no mistake, there are two holy places or two dharmas, not one. And here the advices which we will give will come as to be very helpful. But two dharmas? Now it's really getting complicated. Please be simple, Maharaj. We've just started. No, listen carefully. The first dharma is it's called Drishyaman dharma, or the visible dharma, the Prakat dharma. And the second dharma, which is also here, the second holy place, is the Adrishyaman, or the Aprakat dharma. To make it very simple, I would like to say here, right here at the Govardhana retreat, there are two doors. In fact, here it works. There are two doors. See. We will all go through one of these doors when we leave this the left door goes to a dusty place in Uttar Pradesh, which you can find in the Google Maps. The second door will go to the kingdom of God, which you cannot find in the Google Maps. I think now everyone, just with a little superstition in their heart, will choose the right door here. But I speak in a poetical way or in a philosophical way. That is better. Here you can either, in during your retreat, choose to see things materially. Then you will see, oh, the climate is challenging for my lungs, and I can already tell you in 3 days we will have a little cough symphony here, because yes, winter is also coming, and so on. And we will become disturbed by the external features. Maybe we will become disturbed by, wow, I have to eat from the floor. I'm only eating from porcelain dishes usually, and I get marzipan, and here I don't get marzipan, and so on. We can complain like this, or we can see, but this is my unique chance to access or unlock the spiritual dimension of the Holy Dharma. In Raghunath Das Goswami's instruction to the mind, it's called Mana Shiksha, there are 5 powerful keys which are offered to us that help us to unlock the spiritual dimension of the Holy Dharma, that help us, so to say, to take the right door and avoid the wrong door, which brings us still the material world. Now, I've written them, yes, here. The first key Raghunath Das Goswami gives is Archanam, worship. I request you, try to be present at the Guru Puja in the morning, where we worship Srila Prabhupada. Or try to be present in the different processes of Archanam. Then Kirtanam, chanting the holy name together, will be very powerful. It will release us from the dust of which covers us. Then Smarana, remember, especially here during your stay in Govardhan, learn this little forgotten art of the contemplative art of remembering what you have heard, of going before you go to bed to the subjects which have touched your heart. Then Shravana, hearing about Krishna. There will be, this time I looked at the let me say, schedule, and I must say I have this great problem. I'm very, very attracted. I want to go to Jagatarini's presentation and not miss a second. Then I want to go to Burijan Prabhu's presentation. It has a very, very enigmatic title, and I think he will explain the secret when we are down in the Gopinath Garden. Madhavananda gives the second part of his very well-researched 10 prayers to Giriraj. He started with the first part last year, and now it will be completed, and I already listened to all of last year, so I have to listen also to these. Then Adi Purusha, our miracle man, will speak also, and it's usually so intriguing what he says. There's only one class I don't need to go, because I know it already. That's the one from Sachinandan Swami. But I have to be there to give it. I will have to go on a marathon. Eat less. Sleep less. Knowing very well that this is a very good Shravana. And the last process is pranam karo, pranam karo, bring your obeisances. Here, my dear devotees, give as many obeisances, not just now, but as many obeisances as it's good to do obeisances here, kneel down. So these are the five keys. Archanam, we worship, we sing, we remember, or meditate even, and we hear a lot, and we do a lot of pranam, so means worshipping. And this will help you to unlock the door, the right door, the door which will bring you to the kingdom of God. My dear devotees, rest assured, your retreat time, there will be some little challenge, little cough, nothing substantial, little joint pain, little mind pain, little emo pain. Emo means emotional pain, because you have to share sometimes a bathroom with strangers, and men have theirs and ladies have theirs. Everything is as comfortable as possible as in India. Don't stop where the pain starts. Go through it, and you will discover real treasures. This is my little and remain focused. We will do a little focus exercise when Bhujan and Jagatarini Mataji has spoken. We will do a little focus where we will concentrate on our purpose of coming here. This purpose should stay with us throughout. I wish you the best retreat you can imagine, with experiences you would like to share with your best friends. May you find the treasures your heart searches for, and which you sometimes pretend to not know about. So, all the best for you. All the best. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai.